You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. It's the biggest ever Federal Trade Commission penalty, and hundreds of millions of dollars in refunds are on the way for users of Epic video games. I'm David Brancaccio. Epic Games, maker of the big multiplayer video game Fortnite, has agreed to pay more than $500 million to settle claims brought by the Federal Trade Commission. These accuse Epic of violating the privacy of children and making it too easy for players to make unintended purchases inside the game. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Yeah, David, there are two settlements here, both record amounts for the Federal Trade Commission. Epic said it agreed to the settlements to set an example for others in the video game industry, and the company said it's already made a number of reforms. The first settlement is a $275 million penalty for violating the FTC's privacy protections for kids under 13 years old. The agency says Epic didn't get parents' permission before collecting data on children in that age group. And the second settlement is $245 million in refunds. This will go to customers who the FTC says were duped into making unintentional purchases because of the way payment controls were designed inside the Fortnite game.
I mean, I have to say deceptive designs are common enough in the tech world. There's a name for it, right? Dark patterns?
Right. Dark patterns. That refers to any type of confusing user interface which leads to people buying things inadvertently or making it difficult for customers to get refunds or to cancel purchases. So FTC Chair Lina Khan said in a statement that the agency is cracking down on dark patterns and on online privacy invasions.
Nova, thank you. Now, it's that principle of a butterfly moving its wings a hemisphere away, influencing the weather in Winnetka. Today, U.S. interest rates are rising because of a tiny movement of rates engineered by the Bank of Japan, where they tend not to raise rates in a land where inflation is seldom the problem. Michael Schumacher is global head of macro strategy at Wells Fargo Securities.
Yeah, the Bank of Japan's got an interesting policy. It likes to try to control yields within a band. So previously, it said yields could be from minus a quarter point to positive a quarter point. Now it's minus half a point to positive half a point. It's a pretty significant move, but it's probably just a 1 or 2 day event. However, it has had an impact on global bonds, no doubt.
In Japan, for decades, the suffix flation has been preceded not by the syllable in, but by D.
The Bank of Japan has been exceptionally easy in monetary policy for a long time. And really, it's because inflation has been very low there. In fact, it was in deflation for many years pre-COVID. So the Japanese authorities actually wanted inflation to happen and have embraced that. And it's picked up a little bit. So the Bank of Japan finally felt like it had seen maybe not enough, but there was progress. So it could afford to relax some of the moves in bond yields, be a bit more tolerant.
And yes, indeed, the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury note, the benchmark, is up at 3.7% now. In early stock trading, the Dow is down 56.2%. The S&P is down 0.4%. The NASDAQ is down 0.6%. And this just in, Wells Fargo will pay $3.7 billion to settle allegations it illegally hit people with car and home loans with illegal fees. 16 million people were affected. This includes the bank giving back to customers a total of $2 billion.
Thank you.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The advocacy group Real Women in Trucking says Facebook discriminates in the way it targets ads for jobs in a complaint to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The group alleges that ads for jobs in certain high-paying blue-collar fields, like trucking, reached an audience of 99% men and under the age of 55. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on algorithms and bias in hiring.
Growing up in the 1960s, Desiree Wood remembers seeing hiring ads in the newspaper.
And they would be listed by jobs for men and jobs for women. That's illegal now.
Because of protections in the 1964 Civil Rights Act that forbid discrimination in hiring on the basis of sex, among other protected characteristics, including race and religion. But Wood, who's president of Real Women in Trucking, says social media algorithms sometimes behave like those 1960s hiring managers.
The Facebook algorithm would decide women job applicants would want to be a nurse or a teacher or a caregiver, and hiding jobs that the algorithm thought women wouldn't do.
Like in construction or firefighting, Ifeoma Ajunwa studies technology in the workplace at the UNC School of Law. She says social media platforms can't explicitly steer hiring ads away from women or older workers, but they might ask that their ads be targeted at users with certain interests,
which are not protected characteristics, but which in reality actually highly correlate to protected characteristics.
Even when employers don't ask for a certain audience, Ajunwa says the algorithm can discriminate anyway in pursuit of clicks.
We can allow automated decision-making tools to make conclusions about people that will then treat them in a discriminatory way without being explicit about it.
This puts employers in a tough spot, says Andy Challenger at the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas.
I think when you just give your ad dollars on a posting to the algorithm, there's nobody watching it.
Meta, Facebook's parent company, says it's reviewing the complaint from Real Women in Trucking, and it has a new system in the works to prevent ad discrimination. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
We followed concern about molecules called PFAs. They can accumulate in humans and take nearly forever to break down. Forever chemicals, they're called. Today, 3M announced it'll stop making forever chemicals and will stop using them in its products. 3M had been making $1.3 billion a year from the stuff. This move was prompted, 3M says, by increasing government regulation of PFAs and, quote, changing stakeholder expectations. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen-Morby, Ariana Rosa, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom, and Jarrett Dang. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.